Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging your walk of faith, encouraging your there process. That there process is that place where God starts you on and you continue on until the day you go and meet him in heaven or he cracks the sky. It is the place where you're being shaped line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth, because when God chooses unlikely people, he chooses people that he will be used for his glory. And as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are changed to be more like him. And he uses our everyday life, our everyday situations to bring glory to him if we trust him, if we believe him, if we obey him and walk in his truth, and we walk in the place of faith and not by sight. We are studying faith right now in a series of faith that we will probably continue to the end of the year. We started off in the Hebrews 11, looking at the heroes of faith, but now we're looking at them individually. Now, today, we're going to look at Cain and Abel. We're going to look at their lives, and we're going to look at the sacrifice. We're going to look at the attitude of the sacrifice. We're going to look at the character, the obedience in the sacrifice, and you're going to see how we can sometimes present God something that is in a Cain spirit and not an Abel spirit, where we give it not by faith and we give it any way we want to. And you have to understand that this is an example with Cain and Abel, that God does not necessarily have to accept your sacrifice. He does not have to accept an offering that is not by faith. He does not have to accept a gift of love, of monies, of seed, of anything, of service that is not by faith. If you're doing it grudgingly or without faith, if you're doing it just because you were told this is what you have to do, but your faith is not in it, your love for God is not in it, he does not have to accept it. And what happens is it's something that God does not even honor. And we want everything that we honorable unto God. We want it to be that which he looks on and he approves, and he puts his authority on. He puts his approval on it. So our lives, our worship, our service unto the Lord, no matter what it is, in word, thought, action, or deed, we want it to be by faith unto God acceptable. We want to give it, which is our duty, our job, to him, our acceptable gift, our reasonable service. We want to give that unto the Lord, and we want to do it wholeheartedly by faith. So let's look at Genesis, the fourth chapter, because Hebrews 11 and 4 speaks about Cain and Abel and the sacrifice. But we want to go back to Genesis 4, and we want to look at that, and we want to see exactly how this event of unacceptable sacrifices occurred, and how God steps in, and he begins to speak, and he begins to talk, and we see what he has to say and his thoughts on the matter. On Genesis 4, let's just see here that Adam knew his wife, and this is the time after they had been kicked out of the Garden of Eden, and it says that he knew his wife, which means to me, that says to me that prior to this, maybe they were not or had not been any intimacy as far as getting to her in that manner. But it says here that he knew his wife, and in knowing her, that we see that she becomes pregnant. And she bore Abel. She conceived, and she bore Cain, and he knew her again, and she bore another child. And so we see here that when it speaks here, it talks about this, just the intimate part. We're going to deal with that just for a few minutes. Our intimacy first has to be with God, to have an intimate relationship. And as we're intimate and we know God and we fellowship with him and we commune with him, our relationship stretches horizontally to other people. It's able to be that which is true. It's able to be that which is real. It's able to be that which is full of power and really impacts lives. When we don't touch God first, when we're not intimate with God, we can go through the ritual, we can go through the routine of acting like we love people, but who we really are in places and areas that you will never, ever, ever be able to go back and say, you know what, that day I hadn't communed with the Lord, I didn't have the right attitude. Because people, regardless of how we say that we are, we want mercy and grace, when it comes to people who name, especially those who are in leadership, when your attitude is not the best, when your attitude is not good, it shows, and people see that, and that is an impression that sometimes is hard to erase with some people, and they will always remember you as that, or relate to you as what they saw or what you acted or behaved, and that will be the thing that, even though they would want that same mercy and grace when they're having a good day or bad day, but it leaves an impression. And then when you're dealing with leadership, we have to make sure that we're always touching God, that we're always communing, that we're always in fellowship with Him, because as we stay in His glory, in His presence, as we abide in Him, as we keep our mind on Him, and yes, we have to go to work and we have to do all these things, but there's a place that we have to command our spirits to connect with the Lord, even as we're going through our day, to hear Him, to be in fellowship with Him, because it's during that time that whenever we get out of the place where we're dealing with issues or dealing with people, we're able to pull on His power, pull on Him, because we've been communing with Him, and it's easier to do. So He knows His wife, and in knowing His wife, they conceive a child. Now, Abel was a keeper of the sheep. Cain was a tiller of the ground, and by tilling the ground, basically he was able to make the ground yield what he needed. But the work that they did was by faith. Abel was working by faith. He was grooming his animals, he was getting them ready, he was looking after them, he was lovingly doing this by faith. Cain was doing what he did, but there was no faith in what he did. And I hate to say that, but I believe that he had a grudgingly complaining attitude, because if he had worked by faith, even when he presented the things unto the Lord, it would have been by faith. It would have been with a thankful heart. It would have been with a heart that was thanking God for the little or the great that he had. It was thanking God for allowing the earth to yield and to give and bear. It was thanking God for His blessings, for the works of His hand. And that was not the case with Cain. He did not have that attitude. And even though the Bible doesn't say that, I believe that, you know, because you could be being unthankful doesn't start at one moment. It starts with little things that you're not thankful for. Even though people today don't say it as much as they used to, but I remember when I was growing up, when testimony services came, people were thankful for their food and their clothing, and they were thankful for being woken up and their right mind and having the ability to breathe and have the activities of their limbs, and that their family was safe. And they were thankful for all of these things that we take for granted today, the things that we just feel like it should happen. Well, it doesn't happen for everybody. Everybody expected to get up in the morning, but they never did. They expected to get up healthy or whole, but they didn't. But here we are. We have the activities of our land and our right mind. Our family circle has not been broken. We're safe in our homes. God has been good to us. We have clothes on our back, food to eat. So we're thankful for the small things and the great. And Abel had that attitude. He was thankful for the things that God had given him, for the sheep that God had blessed them with, and how he was able to love them and groom them and care for them and see the multiplication of God blessing the works of his hand. There was a thankfulness in him. There was a faith in him that he believed God, and he believed the word of God, and he believed that God was his blesser and his source. So his whole attitude was totally different, because he had a thankfulness and then he had faith. But Cain's attitude was totally different. You could see he was the seed, because the Bible talks about in Genesis, it talks about the seed of the devil and the seed of God. And we see here two seeds. We see a seed that goes after the things of God. We see the seed that goes after the things of the enemy, or has the mindset of the devil, and the behavior. He was not thankful, and his unthankfulness and his no faith led to murder. So we see that. But I believe that God is allowing us to see these things, and they were written so that we would not make the same mistake. That the book of Psalms always speaks about being thankful unto God and blessing his name. And the Bible lets us know that we cannot please God without faith. It lets us know that the just shall live by faith. It tells us that faith is important, and it's the thing that our salvation is built on. It's the thing that has been given to us, the measure that has been given to us by God. Everyone has been given a measure of faith. So God has given us a measure of faith to believe him, to walk in faith, to please God by faith and with faith, to pray in faith, to do all that we do in faith, knowing that when we pray, we have what we ask for. So our faith is very important, and being thankful to God is very, very, very important. The children of Israel have been known, and time and time again, of complaining against God, murmuring against God, not being thankful to him. So our faith and thanksgiving go hand in hand, because we have to be thankful unto God and bless his name for all of his things. But we gotta have faith to believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. So I believe that our faith and our thanksgiving helps push us in the right atmosphere, in the right place, and helps bring the blessings of God. But also it opens up the door for us to know God in another way, in another realm. Abel had that heart. He had that attitude. He had that character. Cain did not. And because he did not, it ended up costing him more. Because not only was he not the seed of righteousness, he was the seed of the enemy. We see that his life shows that he did not live or please God in his actions or his deeds. And we want our lives to be a worship unto the Lord. We want what we do to be that which pleases him and brings him glory. So we want everything that we do to bring praise and honor to God, so that he can be glorified. We do not have a lot of time to get into this today, but tomorrow we'll come back again, and we'll start going deeper into the Cain and Abel attitude and actions and deed. And you'll see that our actions and our deeds open up the door for so many things. And if that we do it by faith, we're commanding God's blessings over the works of our hand, over our lives, over what we do for him by faith. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. Time has gone by so quickly and so fast, but I pray that you've been encouraged to even look at how you sacrifice and give to God. Either it's in your daily labors, your works, you're with your family, and giving a seed, sacrificial seed, tithe and offering, whatever it is, that you do it by faith, and you do it with thanksgiving in your heart, rejoicing unto the Lord, being thankful unto him, and watching him bless you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you again tomorrow. Be blessed.